This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. An elderly woman demonstrating in front of the ICE facility in Durango was injured this week. Video shows her being shoved to the ground by a federal agent. The FBI and CBI have been asked to investigate. A judge issued a preliminary injunction Tuesday, blocking layoffs of about 2,000 Interior Department workers during the federal shutdown. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports 1 in 5 are in the West.
Those 400 employees work for science centers or in regional land and water management. That's according to documents a federal judge in California ordered the feds to file. They detail proposed cuts to offices, but only those with union members, since unions filed the suit. Aaron Weiss is with the Center for Western Priorities, which has been pushing back against the waves of layoffs that started earlier this year. He says these proposed cuts would devastate science and smaller national parks.
I certainly can't blame anyone who's like, nope, this is not for me. Time to get out.
The Trump administration has said the shutdown provides an opportunity for layoffs. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
A Montrose municipal judge yesterday heard more than 9 hours of testimony over an unhoused camp located at a local church. The United Methodist Church faces several code violations from the city for allowing a camp on their property last winter. A written ruling on the case is expected in the next week. Lufthansa's massive A380 jet airline will return to Denver International Airport in 2026. It had been flying from Denver to Munich since April and notched nearly 350 trips for the season. The company announced it would continue the route next year. This is CPR News and KRCC.